There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
It's a real pleasure to have Clark Beckham joining us. He's the latest talent to come and perform at Q's Bar and Lounge, which you'll find at the Palazzo Versace here in Dubai. So, Clark, welcome to the show. You've pretty much done everything in music, haven't you? You started out busking, you've sang in churches, you've been on national television across the US. Just tell us how your musical journey got started for you when you were a young lad.
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you for having me. I'm really happy to be here. Nice to be talking to you guys today. Music started for me, I think I started singing when I was about 5 or 6. My dad was a singer, great singer and player. My mom sang, sings and plays as well.
Yeah.
And so I just kind of wanted to be like my parents, so I just started singing, and we started singing actually together as like a little family trio.
Right.
When I was a kid.
Where's the accent from? And I'm trying to pick up what kind of music you might have been playing.
Well, I'm from Nashville, Tennessee,
right
in the States. So,
everybody's got to play music from Nashville.
You think, yeah? And I have a little bit of a country accent, I guess. But believe it or not, it is compared to most people in Tennessee. My accent is very mild.
It's a mild one.
Yes, but you'd think we're Nashville. Country is king, the country music.
Yeah.
But really, R&B and soul and jazz, those types of genres of music are really what stick out to me and what I love.
Now, you've been on American Idol. Tell us a bit about that. I mean, you nearly auditioned when you were 18 but decided against it and did it 4 years later.
That's right. American Idol was an amazing experience. I am so glad that I waited till after I graduated university to do that. At 18, right out of high school, I was going to go for it. And I didn't. And I just felt like it was wise. I just felt like I needed to do something else first. And I was so right. And at 22, after I graduated, then I went into American Idol. And the whole process from the very beginning, from the very end, was wonderful. I loved all the people. The producers are great people. And the whole experience was awesome. Very grateful for them.
So who were the judges when you appeared on the show?
The judges were Harry Connick Jr.
Wow.
Keith Urban and Jennifer Lopez.
I mean, for a start, having to sing in front of Harry Connick Jr., you must have had a few butterflies, you know, in the stomach.
Yeah, I definitely wanted to impress Harry the most at the beginning. And he actually told me no in the audition to go to Hollywood, to go through. You got to get 3 yeses. Two yeses out of 3. And he gave me a no. He said no. And I was like,
You must have been broken, yeah?
So I was really ready for the rest of the show to impress him. And I think he slowly started to come around.
I was watching your videos all day today, actually.
Oh, sweet.
And I watched Superstition. And I think that's when
you
really won him over. I think that's your highest praise that you've received from him.
No, you're right. That is definitely the highest praise. I remember he said, I don't think anyone could have done that any better, is what I remember him saying. And so obviously I did want to impress him, because I still today, 2.5 years later, remember exactly what he said. But that was the song that I think he liked.
And did you make lifelong friends with some of the other contestants that that you were with? Because you go through a lot, don't you? The highs and lows of it all.
Oh yeah, you go through the whole famous overnight type experience together. Absolutely have made friends of a lifetime. And I mean, I actually saw them about a week ago, right before I came here.
Yeah.
And or a handful of them. And there's a connection that we all have together, especially the top five, because we went on a tour after the show together. And a connection that we have that is unlike any other. So I'm very, very close to them still, will be.
I mean, do you think it's a good thing for everyone to go on American Idol? I mean, some music critics say, oh, it's an easy way to, you know, find a little bit of fame and fortune, but it's not going to last. You're going to fade away and nobody will know who you are. I mean, what's your take on that?
That's a great question. I mean, there are definitely different paths and different paths that have worked for different people. For me, my whole thing was I was just trying to have someone give me a chance to just hear me.
Yeah.
Because I was playing, like you mentioned before, I was playing on the street corner because I couldn't get in a bar.
Yeah.
I mean, couldn't get anywhere because I wanted to sing R&B and soul, and a lot of the R&B and soul clubs and stuff were interested in me. I guess I don't look or talk like I know what I'm talking about when I talk about Marvin Gaye and soul music. And I couldn't get a chance there, so I just played on the street begging people just to give me a chance. And American Idol gave me that chance. So for me, you know, I was playing on the street, and now I'm talking to you guys. American Idol was great for me.
Just quickly, tell me a little bit about the collaboration now with Quincy Jones and how that all came about. Of course, you're appearing here at Q's Bar.
Yeah, that's still that is still like sinking in for me. A total dream come true. So Quincy and I've been signed under his management this year. So very, very recently, and I'm still just letting it all sink in as just the unbelievable. It's just an incredible experience and dream that I'm having come true. But yeah, he sends artists out to Q's Bar and Lounge at the Palazzo Versace here in Dubai, and I was absolutely honored to be one of the artists that is out here for 6 weeks is what I'm out here for. So that's, we had our first set last night and we got more tonight, and I am so excited.
The Ticket on Dubai Eye 103.8.
We are joined by Clark Beckham. He is the latest performer to take the stage at Q's Bar and Lounge at the Palazzo Versace, and he's also been on American Idol, and we've been talking all about that. But moving on a bit from American Idol, tell us about your journey, what happened after you finished the show.
Yeah, so after I finished the show, I think it's pretty similar for a lot of contestants that don't win, of course. After the show, during the show, you're kind of convinced that right after the show, you're just going to blast off into stardom. And, you know, you don't even know what that looks like. And you're just going to, that's just what's going to happen, because that's kind of what is advertised, you know, while you're on the show. It's what you feel. But afterwards, it's kind of like American Idol is this tall mountain that you've climbed and that you're at the top. And then when the show disappears, it's kind of, you either just fall straight back down to where you were, or you start flapping your wings and try to fly from there, and kind of like a baby bird learning how to fly on your own type of a thing. So I was independent for 2 years, was booking everything myself, negotiating all the gigs and different things so I could fund an album and a record and that kind of a thing, which is finally 2 years later coming out this spring.
Great.
But 2 years of just trying to figure it all out myself, and then Quincy Jones came into the picture.
And Quincy Jones knocked on the door.
I like working with him better.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Yeah.
Now, you brought along your guitar with you. You are going to perform a song for us, maybe two. We can twist your arm. What are you going to do for us, Clark?
Well, first song I'm going to sing is actually something I did on American Idol. It's called Sunday Morning by Maroon 5.
Yeah.
It's a great, great pop song, and then I put kind of a my own rendition, my own arrangement, kind of my musical influences of jazz into it.
Go for it, Clark. Can't wait to hear it. Once again, this is Clark Beckham. You can catch him at Q's Bar and Lounge at the Palazzo Versace, and he's playing for us live right now here on The Ticket.
Sunday morning, rain is falling. Steal some cover, share some skin. Clouds are shrouding us in moments unforgettable. Your twister fit the mold that I am in. But things just get so crazy. Living life gets hard to do. Sunday morning, rain is falling, and I'm calling out to you. Maybe someday it would lead me back to you. Maybe someday it would lead me back to you. That may be all I need. In darkness, she is all I see. come and rest your bones with me. Driving slow on Sunday morning, I never wanna leave. Fingers trace your every outline, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Paint a picture with my hands, oh, back and forth we sway like branches in a storm. Change the weather, still together when it ends. But things just get so crazy, living life gets hard to do. Sunday morning, rain is falling, and I'm calling out to you. Maybe someday it would lead me back to you. Maybe someday it would lead me back to you. That may be all I need. Darkness, she is all I see. Come and rest your bones, oh, rest your weary bones with me. Driving slow on Sunday morning, I never, never wanna leave. No, 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 I never wanna leave. No, no, I never wanna leave.
Absolutely spot
amazing.
On. Love the chords on the guitars. Very jazzy. Great band, Maroon 5. Yeah, write some good stuff.
Great. Yeah, they're the best.
Yeah.
The best.
Just quickly, tell me about your lineup that you've got at Q's, because you're not on your own, are you?
No. So I've got two of my friends with me. I've got a great band behind me, a bass player and a drummer, who are also fantastically talented multi-instrumentalist. So my drummer is a fantastic jazz piano player, and so he jumps on the keys a little bit for the set, and we kind of rotate instruments around, which is really fun. I'll jump on the drums and we kind of go around, but yeah, it's a lot of soul and R&B, a little bit of jazz here and there, but a lot of soul and R&B, a lot of music.
Sounds good, Clark.
And you're here until the 17th of February?
That's right.
And last night was just your first gig, so how did you feel after that?
Great. It was a long day of rehearsing, you know, all day, and then going for the set, and we're learning how it goes, and it is a blast. It is so much fun, so much music. The instruments on stage and the room itself is just absolutely perfected for music, for what we're doing. So it was so much fun, and I'm so excited for these next 6 weeks.
Great stuff. We only got a couple of minutes before we go to the news. Maybe you can just do a few bars, a couple of minutes worth of another song.
You got it.
Let's go.
Oh, I need love to keep me warm. I need love to weather my storm. I need love to see me through. I doesn't ask what I can do, but love that says I believe takes my dreams and conceives. Oh, I need faith that tells me everything is gonna be okay. Ah, I
need faith to take my fears away. When the walls come falling down, I won't hear a word, no, not a sound of fear. Not here, not anymore. I'll just knock, you open the door, 'cause I need you.
Wow, Clark Beckham, fantastic. You can catch him at Q's Bar and Lounge over at the Palazzo Versace Hotel. It's been a real pleasure. Thank you so much for coming and talking to us.
My pleasure.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.